Lord is good. The Lord is good all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go straight into the Word of God. And this evening, we're going to be looking at the favor and the grace of God. The favor and the grace of God. Amen. So, technically, I wanted to come and speak about, what was I talking about last time? Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And I said, what did you do with last time? We dealt with the way last time, okay? I said, I'll come and I will deal with the truth and the life. But this is how God will have it. So don't think I forgot. So we'll look at the favor and the grace of God. Open with me to the book of Esther. Esther chapter 2. Esther, second chapter, and I'm going to read from verse 8, if you permit me. So we all know the story of Esther, but I'll read from verse 8. So I think the last time, when we were technically looking at the scriptures, we were looking at the book of Esther, right? Am I right? The last time, when we were technically looking at the scriptures, we were looking at the book of Esther. Am I right? It's only one person that got this thing. Only one person. So what I mean was, when Brother Toby was teaching us last time, we were in the book of Esther. Okay, so anytime you, by chance, hear me say technically. Amen. So I read from verse 8. Oh, you know what? Let me read from verse 7. It says, and Mordecai, I'm reading the NKJV, had brought up Adash, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful. When her father and mother died, Mordecai took her as his own daughter. So it was when the king's command and decree were heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shushan, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther was taken to the king's palace into the care of Haggai, the custodian of the women. So the background of this was that the previous queen, Queen Vashti, if I'm right, was kind of rude by their standards to the king, and then he decided that he was going to look for himself a new queen. And the reason was so that it would deter other people, women, from behaving like that, you know. And so there was a search, they were in search of a queen for the king. Okay. So verse 9 says, now the young woman pleased him and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave beauty preparations to her besides her allowance. So this is talking about the one that was in charge of the women. That is, I don't know how to pronounce it. Is he Igai or Igai? Where's his name again? This name, custody of Igai. Okay, so for the sake of what you are Igai, so that you don't miss it. Okay, so the Bible says in verse 9 that now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor. So he readily gave her beauty preparations for her, besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the women. Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it. And every day, Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to chapter 5 of the same book. So the Bible records here that she found favor. She obtained favor. That's verse 9 of chapter 3, that the young woman pleased him. She obtained this favor. So he readily gave her beauty preparations. So he took extra care of her, right? So what he would not... So if they had like 10 women to take care of, he was giving her times 10 the kind of treatment he will give to the other women, to the other 9. So she was set apart, okay? Now, chapter 5. Esther, verse chapter 5, I read from verse 1. It says, now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across from the king's house, while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house, facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says here in verse 2, so it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight. Hallelujah. So those are 2 instances of favor. And this is just purely between man and man. Okay? Between man and man. And you see, there's a very... I mean, we use favor and grace interchangeably. Okay? Now, we have to have an understanding of why these words are used like that. Okay? And oftentimes, you find out that in the Old Testament, there were a lot of references to people finding favor as compared to the New. I think when I looked in the New, I tried checking with the limited resources I have, it was very few compared. I mean, it was sparse. Maybe once or twice was it mentioned about favor. Now, you see that there was no favor anymore. Hallelujah. Not at all. Okay? Not at all. There are 2 distinct words that mean different things. Amen. But with passage of time, we have used them interchangeably. Hallelujah. So first, Agai, the keeper of the women, Esther found favor, and then he treated her differently. Now, the same Esther obtained favor before the king, okay? And she found favor, and she was treated differently, okay? Now, in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 6. This one I want to read. You keep it in your left hand, though. That Uche is not here. I'm going to take my picture again like this. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6. Let me read from verse 1, but I'm going to verse 9, actually. Let me read from verse 1. It says, now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves, all of whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for it is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterwards, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am very sorry that I have found that I have made them. Verse 8, But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, I was going to stop at verse 8. It says, but Noah found grace in the sight or in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Now, notice, and the Bible is very deliberate about the choice of word. It did not say that Noah found favor. Okay? What was going to happen? And that's why I read from verse 1, so that we can put context in it right now, okay, before we go home and then we digest. He was talking about the fact that God was not pleased with the sons of men anymore. He says, no longer am I going to strive with them, okay? He says that that is just evil. And then he was just going to destroy man, everything that was creeping, okay? So that Noah will be saved. Huh? It was God's grace that came. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting me? So that it will not go. Let me go, give me verse 7. He says, so the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and the birds of the air, for I'm very sorry that I've made them. So to avoid destruction, the next verse says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you keep that in one corner, that destruction, and then you put grace. So grace saved Noah from destruction. Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is important, so that when you are reading the scriptures, and you are coming across these words, and they look like the same, you should pause, and there must be a difference. Okay? So I thought of it as, why didn't he say that Noah found favor with God? Why did he say, but Noah found favor in the eyes of God? He said, but Noah found grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke, I love this Luke. Okay. 1 Samuel. No, let's go to Luke chapter 2, sorry. Luke chapter 2. And then I give you the last verse. Amen. So it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Hallelujah. Amen. So these are the early days of Christ. So he talks about the fact that he was growing, and then he grew in stature, in wisdom, and in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Note that the Bible did not say Christ grew in grace. It did not say that he grew. It doesn't say that he increased in wisdom, stature, and in grace with God. It says he grew in favor with God and man. Hallelujah. So we'll see, we'll get to where we are going. Go to Luke chapter 1. Give me from verse 25. So you will keep Luke 2 and the last verse. You will keep Genesis 6 and verse 8. Then you keep Luke chapter 1. I think it's verse 26, but let's say, it says, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man. Wait, I think it's verse 25. Sorry. No, Luke 1, 26. Okay, let's continue. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Amen. Notice, the Bible did not say highly graced. Hallelujah. Says highly favored. Amen. And then in Luke chapter 2, verse 5, the last verse, we saw that Christ grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. He says, and the child grew and became strong in the spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Hallelujah. Amen. The grace of God was upon him. Okay? He grew and became strong, filled with the wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the grace of God. Grace is the basis for the Christian faith. Hallelujah. It's the basis for the Christian faith, okay? We believe that we are saved by faith through grace. God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. Amen. As undeserved favor. That's the definition of grace. Now, if you look at Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, the Bible says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Hallelujah. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. If you look at the instances where we looked about favor, you see the difference between favor and grace. This is the definition of favor. Favor is the tangible evidence that a person has the approval of God. Amen. The tangible what? Evidence that a person has the approval of God. So if you go back to the story of Esther, we were reading in chapter 2, she talked about the fact that because she had the approval of Agai, okay? That's why it was referred to the fact that she found favor in his sight. And because she had the approval of the king, it was also referred to as she found favor. Okay? So, favor is used in connection with approval. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, at the time when God was considering that he was going to take out men because they were growing, they were wicked in their deals, as Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 that we're looking at. Okay? He was talking about destroying. And when you look at Titus chapter 2, verse 11, it says, what happens? The grace of God has appeared. The grace of God that brings salvation, okay, has appeared to all men. In the instance of Noah, he was going to be saved. So he was not no longer looking out. He's not looking for favor. He was looking for grace that will save him. Okay? And that's why the Bible says that he found grace. Please give me Genesis chapter 6, verse 8 again. That's why it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of God. What's the essence of the grace? It brings about salvation. Hallelujah. It brings about enablement. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember when Paul was talking about that, though I'm weak, I'm strong. And then he says, I can't remember that scripture like that. But if you can find it for me, that the grace of God is sufficient for me. He was talking about his weaknesses. Hallelujah. He was talking about his weaknesses. He was referring to his weaknesses when he said, the grace of God is sufficient for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So at that point, he's not talking about favor. Favor is that evidence that you have an approval from God. And that's why I said, and that's why when we looked at Luke chapter 2, he was talking about the boy Jesus. And he said that, okay, this is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. He says, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. When you are looking to salvation and enablement, you talk about the grace of God. In Luke chapter 2, I think that's verse 52, the last verse, he talks about that Jesus grew, increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God. Evidence of an approval from God. And that's why I went also to the book of Luke, where we're looking at the story of Mary. She said she's highly favored. It's an approval because out of all women, she was set apart, distinct. That's an approval from God that she will be the one that will carry our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So oftentimes, we always interchange favor and grace. We interchange favor and grace. In the story of David, David found favor. Hallelujah. And that's why he was made king. He found favor. That's why he was made king. It was not grace that made him king. Hallelujah. Because in that approval by God, he talked about the fact that I found for myself a man that is after my own heart. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what favor does. It shows you that this person has an approval, either from God or from man. Amen. So, you know, when we were growing up, my sister would always approach my father and she would get anything done. Practically everything, she would get it done. If you want to buy football, just tell her, please, I want to buy ball. And she said, she'll be the one to go to my father. I said, you know what? These boys need a ball. And then my father will buy a ball. Now, if I go and tell my father that I want to buy a ball, man will look at me and say, are you okay? That's what he's going to say. Are you okay? Have you finished studying your book? And then he will tell you all the different stories, and then you go back with your head bowed, and then you move away. But we just suddenly realize that this one that we call my sister has an approval from him. That anything that she asks him for, we'll get. Amen. So when it comes to salvation and when it comes to dealing with weaknesses, that's where we talk about the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you look at Exodus chapter 12, I think it's verse 36. Exodus 12, verse 36. It says, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Amen. Why is the Bible talking about favor in sight of the Egyptians? Approval. Okay? So the children of Israel are approaching them. Please show me verse 35. See what has happened. Now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they had asked from the Egyptians articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing. Okay? And then verse 36 is, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them what they requested. Okay? Thus, they plundered the Egyptians. Can you see what I'm saying about favor? It's an approval. So they are going to ask something. If you are not going to give it, you're not giving approval, so you not give it. So when the children of Israel were leaving, it was not grace that they found in sight of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. The grace of God delivered them. And then they found grace, and they found favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And everything that they asked for, they got. Because God had told them way before that time that they would live, and they were going to live with a lot of gold, they were going to live with a lot of possessions. And then Moses told them, I said, go and ask. If there was no favor, they would not have received. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8. And verse 21 says, and I read, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I myself will go also. When you seek him, okay, you are looking for approval. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I myself will go also. Yes, many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nations shall grab the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Hallelujah. That God is with you. That means that you have the approval of God. Amen. So when we stand and we speak, okay? When we stand and we speak, okay, we ought always to be careful with the choice of words that we use, so that we do not interchange things and meaning of things unknowingly. Sometimes, sometimes our graduation in the spirit, how we have grown in things, determines how we see things. Okay, for instance, a lot of people call themselves Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abi, but do you know that those names are names of gods? Abi? Was that the original names? Let us read it. I didn't mean to say that, but let me look for it. Shadrach. I think that's in Daniel chapter 3, right? Daniel chapter 1. So he says that the chief Enoch gave them names to. He gave Daniel the name Belshazzar, to Ananias Shadrach, to Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. They were not the original names. Yeah? It was the chief of the eunuchs that gave them those names. But it's funny that we don't call Daniel Belteshazzar. I've seen people call themselves. Hallelujah. But I'm saying that we need to always look at these things critically and find out the origin or the reasons for things that we do or we say. So oftentimes we use favor and grace interchangeably. Okay? But I don't see, everybody says, God give me the grace to do this. That's what grace is meant for, enablement, salvation. Hallelujah. And that's why even when he says, if you are going to look for anything or you are looking to do something tomorrow, you always say, by the grace of God. But favor tells you that you have an approval from God or from man. Amen. So, and nobody, when you go and say, oh, I hope I find grace in his sight, you are not going to find grace in anybody's sight. When you are looking for anything, you have to find favor. Amen. You people are tired. Or are you thinking of forecast? Don't worry. Everything is going to be fine. You are going to be able to afford. Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to be able to afford, and you are going to be able to do things with ease in this period and beyond. Hallelujah. Amen. You have the grace to soar. Hallelujah. And then you find favor anytime you need it. So you stand before your superiors. It's favor that you are looking for, an approval, okay, that this thing I will get. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not able to do something. You need grace to be able to do it. And the story of Noah tells you that it was grace that he had. He had nothing. I mean, he didn't merit it. God just said, look, I'm going to save him. Because it was different. Hallelujah. He says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace is unto salvation. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 again. It says, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. So when salvation was going to come to all men, hallelujah, it was brought by grace. Amen. So that there will not be destruction. So that people like, hallelujah. And then in grace, you will find favor. Amen. So you saved, and then in that, favor begins to operate. And that's why in the New Testament, you hardly really find favor being spoken, except in those few instances we mentioned. You find everything else talking about grace. And all about favor happened in the Old Testament. I think the theologian said about 100 stories or instances of favor appear in the Old Testament. But everyone that was dealt with, okay, was dealt with favor. Because God set them apart. It's evidence that I am with this person. Hallelujah. This one, you're not talking. Well, let's go. Yes, now you're laughing. Let's go. Let's go. I don't know what it is you're looking for or you need God to help you with. What you need. You have to determine what you need now. Is it grace you need or favor? From what you've heard, you have to determine what you need now. Is it grace of enablement or favor and approval from God or from man? Hallelujah. So if anything happens and they say, pick 6 people to do certain things, it will not be about grace. It will be about favor and approval. But when you are walking from a place of no strength, lowliness, grace kicks in. Hallelujah. So another definition of grace before we go. Let me just read this one that I wrote out. It says, grace is God's blessing upon us in spite of our unworthiness. Grace is the basis for the Christian faith. We believe we are saved by faith through grace. God's grace is defined as undeserved favor. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's rise to our feet. So we're using this, when you are using these two words, the favor and the grace of God, you have a better understanding. God, I need your grace to be able to do this or to be delivered from this. Hallelujah. And I need your favor to stand me out in the crowd. Hallelujah. To stand me out in the crowd. I think I've told you before that when we went for an interview, about 300 candidates, and they needed only 30 people. And I can boldly tell you that out of those 300, about 290 had letters of recommendation from one director general or from one governor from somewhere. And about 10 of us did not have. And it will interest you to note that those people that did not carry letters, me, I was one of them. And I was one of those 30. Hallelujah. When we resumed, 30 of us, when we resumed, I found favor in the sight of the people that I was working with. And they gathered us in a room like this. They gathered us in a room. Every day, we come to the room. They had not defined our job, what their roles. So they would just gather us in a room and they keep us there. When they like, they'll come. They'll give us a form to fill. They will go. But when they need to do something extraordinary, they'll just step in and say, Joe, would you follow me? And then I'll go. And I'll go for the rest of the day, like 3-4 hours. Every other person is sitting down there doing nothing. And then I'll come back. I'll say, oh, what did you go and do? I said, oh, I was fixing this. I was doing that. I was doing this. Then one guy came and said, Joe, would you? Guy, I don't even know where he's from. We had a very funny dialect. But for me, I will come into that room. I'll sit down in one corner. Every morning, I just sit down in one corner. But everybody always thought that they also come and call this boy. Because they believe that I have favor in the sight of the people I'm working with. So one guy walked up to me and said, Joe, would you? This thing that you have, I need it. And I was laughing. He said, how can I get it? Tell me, how can I get it? So that when they come in, they will be calling me. What is God's favor? And even when they said, okay, we are going to be traveling, you know, and then they gave us the examinations and all that. And I passed the exam. And I said, do you want to do radio frequency? And I said, no, I don't want to do radio frequency. I said, this is what I want to do. I want to do switching. He said, but you got the best result. And if you don't do radio frequency, the people that are traveling will be those people that will do radio frequency. I said, I do not want radio frequency. I want switching. So I said, I'm not traveling. He said, are you sure you don't want to travel? I said, I don't want to travel. Some people switched. I said, they want to do radio frequency. All because they wanted to travel out of the country. And that's how we kept going. And then that journey was put on hold for those that were supposed to do radio frequency. We had another set of tests, and I did well again. I was the best again. And then they came and said, okay, now what are we going to do now? Okay, is that all of you will travel together. All of you. And then they broke us into two batches. So for the 30 of us that were employed, the first 19, these 19 of you will travel. Now, if I change my mind, if I change at the first instance that I would do radio frequency, I've ended up in misery because I don't like it. But that favor, that approval from God was so evident. Hallelujah. Even when we were outside of the country. So you have to, I don't know what you need, but you need to ask for one of these, either favor or grace, for whatever is critical at this moment that you're asking for. That's the instruction. There's something critical to you. I don't know what you need, whether you need favor or you need grace. And I've told you, grace is about salvation. It's about enablement. Doing that thing that you're not able to do. favor is about an approval from God and man, being you, making you that choice for whatever you have or you are looking for. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Luke 1:30, the Bible says that the angel Gabriel asks, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." An approval from God is more important than an approval from man. And don't forget, the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man avails much. Hallelujah. In apostle, whether you are asking for favor or you are looking for grace, the heartfelt prayer of a righteous man avails much. Hallelujah. It has dynamic power. Man grabasata ligra bosaria, eka talinga talibro supoko diseteria, limblos kata lida basaria. Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. Thank you for this time and opportunity. Thank you for the understanding that you have given to us this evening. Thank you because henceforth we walk in it and we use it even to our advantage. Thank you for the grace, the enablement, hallelujah. And thank you because when it is needed, we have that find that favor before you all the time in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray.